This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
All alone,
or in a pair.
I can't eat enough red meat.
We fly through the air.
I'm the best in this whole world.
I know that is not true.
Excuse me, don't you start a fight.
Can you dig it? You sing too.
What is up, everybody? It is Friday night with a special edition of Indie Alley, the Christmas edition, the wrestling-only edition. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you're having fun. I hope you've got all the presents purchased, because we're here tonight to talk about your favorite wrestling promotions. We're going to talk about the best of the best in 2019. Joey joins us from the start. He's never done that before. Are you confused?
No, not really.
Yeah, you're with the program?
We've done that... What is it called? That Wrestle Talk Show, whatever.
Oh, we did one before. That was a good one. Fest.
We did.
Too bad that didn't last. Yeah. Grand ideas that did not survive.
Yeah. Throw it away.
Yeah, we're old. We forget things. All right. So what is up, guys?
Well, we're here. We're excited to talk about some wrestling, wrestling only. So If you're not into us, listen. For the wrestling and for comics, thank you for the download.
Yes, you get an early vacation. It's like getting out of school a week early, because we're taking a break. And this will be our last show of 2019. We're going out with a bang.
Yeah.
So, Joey, talk.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know. You're on the beginning of the show now.
Well, I mean, I feel more special, and then I just... Yeah, of course. I'm always excited to talk about wrestling. Yeah, he's told me to stop talking about wrestling all week.
I'm sick and tired of hearing about freaking wrestling.
You didn't get your usual build up. So this will be fun, though, because we don't have to worry about whether the show was good or not. We're talking about the year, and we have a bunch of categories that we're going to go over. But before we do all that, we just wanted to do a shout-out to our buddy Dr. Joe. He just dropped a promo trailer recently, which is pretty badass. And I'm going to put a link to the actual video with it, but we're going to go ahead and play his audio trailer. And it's kind of a thank you and a shout out for all the wonderful things he said about our show. So without further ado, just like NWA, we are sponsored.
I'm a back cracking, beer drinking, pizza eating, Twitch streaming son of a gun. Woo! And I'm here to tell you to come check out the greatest Twitch stream in the world if you smell what the doc is cooking.
You can find Joe's Twitch channel at backcracker_Dr. Joe. So backcracker_Dr. Joe. All right, well, let's get back to our end of the year award show. I don't know. Should we let him try to do the one category that we felt was maybe not, because he did do all that research.
Yeah, I think he should do Rookie of the Year, because mine wasn't even a wrestler.
They've been wrestling for longer.
Yeah, and then he called me out and did the research and was like, she wrestled for like 2 years before she went there.
Yeah, I'm going to bail on that whole, I couldn't even come up with one.
Just do your Rookie of the Year first.
So the first category is going to be Rookie of the Year, and we are going to defer to Joey because he's the only one that did the research.
Yep, because there was absolutely nobody else to go to. besides Britt Baker and Nyla Rose, so I chose Cain Velasquez.
There you go. You know, he popped in my head, but you're doing it based on one show, technically. You're doing it on the AAA show.
I think he wrestled on WWE.
Yeah, but we don't talk about that.
That doesn't count.
Never happened.
That's like a dark match, or that's like a lights out match. We don't talk about that.
Yeah. No, we don't talk about it.
What happens in Saudi Arabia stays in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. It's just a money grab.
But yeah, that's a good pick. So you're telling me Nyla and Britt would have counted? No, they wouldn't have counted, would have they?
I can't believe that Britt Baker's only wrestled 1 year.
Yeah, I'm going to have to call.
I didn't research that.
Oh, okay. You didn't do research. Because I'm going to have to call bullshit on that.
And just to be like Nyla Rose, you just said that because she looks like she's only wrestled a year.
Yeah.
No offense. No offense. I mean, we're not in much better.
Yeah. Yeah, not me for sure. That's for damn sure. I'd get gassed walking down the ramp.
Hell no, I almost spit this all out.
Yep, game over. All right, well, that's our rookie of the year then. At least you got a good one. Well, now we'll move on to some categories that we all can participate in. The best promotion of the year. Who wants to go first?
Who's starting?
Well, okay, I'll put mine out there first. And for me, because it's wrestling and independent wrestling, my best promotion of the year is New Japan. Because of all the, you know, they give us just straight up wrestling, plenty of wrestling, so much wrestling that I'm not even caught up with it right now.
Nice. Go for it.
Okay. Well, surprise. Didn't choose AAA. Chose AEW. Started the year off strong, and they're still ahead in the ratings. So I think that they're doing really good, and, you know, it's their first year.
I agree. Great minds think alike, because it came down to the two you guys said. That was my top two, and in the end, I went with AEW because I just felt it was a game changer. It changed the business. But if they hadn't changed the business the way they did, I definitely was on New Japan as well. I was like, it came down easily, those two. No one else was even close after that. They definitely had it.
Yeah, so. And it's your first year watching New Japan. So.
True, that is true. So that makes it even better.
First year watching both.
There was a little bit of a lull during this little tag. I wasn't into the tag team thing. I'll admit that. But, man, the G1, woo, that was awesome. That was really
a lot
awesome.
Of tournaments.
Yeah.
Wait for Wrestle Kingdom.
Okay. Yeah. And see, Wrestle Kingdom will be next year. So, yeah, definitely. They'll kick it off with a bang. They'll be on top. So, let's move on now that we have our best promotion. Who is the top heel for 2019?
Maxwell Jacob Freeman, obviously. No, nobody better.
That's not true.
He might not be 100% great in the ring, but he's like so good on the mic that nobody cares about his wrestling. Who do you have then?
The guy that Maxwell Jacob Freeman wishes he was, Chris Jericho.
That's a good pick too. I'm going to go Adam Cole. I liked Adam Cole this year. I'm sorry. He has been a jerk the whole year, and he's the champion. I don't know. I like him as a heel. He's that cocky heel.
Well, he's better than Roderick Strong, that's for sure.
Yeah.
He might not be better than Kyle O'Reilly, though. I thought about Kyle. Kyle makes you want to punch him. Just watching him in the background, his little faces. You want to punch him.
Plus, he's kind of like has the ginger look, and not many people take easy to that either. Yeah. Maybe it's the Irish in him.
It must be the Irish in him. You just want to pop him. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, look at this dude trying to like play his guitar.
Yeah, he's just obnoxious. You know what I mean? He just looks like the guy you wouldn't want to talk to. Like, that dude's obnoxious.
No, I totally get that. He looks like the dude that thinks he's cool, but everyone knows you're not fucking cool, bro.
Oh, man. All right, so we did top heel. What about top baby face?
Andrew, you want to start this one?
Okay. Top baby face for me is Cody Rhodes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to cut you off because he was heel for half the year. Until AEW started.
He was babyface for the majority of the year for what he mostly did, I would say, in his biggest, yeah. You know, he's easily the biggest babyface right now.
And the crowd switched on him really fast from heel to face, and they loved him either way.
Because he's the architect of AEW, so they see him as the savior.
You represent, savior of wrestling?
Yeah. I mean, I know the Bucks and Kenny are part of this too, but it's the face is definitely Cody Rhodes.
So. Right. So you he's my top. This next one?
Go ahead, I'll get mine.
Okay. Candice LeRae.
Ooh, interesting choice. Interesting choice. Okay.
That's not good because yeah. I picked Johnny Wrestling.
You picked Gargano, so you guys are keeping it in the family over there. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, no, not us. Because that's fucking weird. And we're not hillbillies. But yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Kind of shit. I mean, white people get a bad rap, don't they?
Maybe in Andrew's area, too.
No.
Definitely in Andrew's area. No. They be doing that stuff. Playing swords and stuff.
Swords. Having lightsaber battles.
Lightsaber battles.
Use the force.
Use the force.
I am your father.
That's fucked up. You should never say, I am your father.
Well, okay.
Bring it back in.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. So why Gargano?
I like you know, because it wasn't his title run was this year, right?
Yeah, it was short though. He lasted for like a pay-per-view, I think.
That's fine. It counts, right?
Yeah, it does count.
Plus, I mean, who else? I was trying to think, you know, would I give it to Will? Would I give it to, you know, the Von Erichs, things like that? And I was like, you know, I'll just go with Johnny Wrestling because that's all he looks like is a nice guy.
I have to accept it because I did pick Adam Cole, so.
He's like the Leave It to Beaver of wrestling.
And why Candice? That was definitely an off-the-wall pick. Because she didn't even get into like the main matches until probably about 5 months ago. 4 or 5 months ago.
But still on the indie, she was a babyface.
She hasn't been in the indies since before 2019, I would think. But maybe I'm wrong.
She was on Impact.
Was she?
That counts.
In 2019?
Because 18, because she was the chick with the like the wedding dress that had the smeared up makeup and stuff.
That was a heel.
I mean, it is what it is.
Well, mm-hmm. I think she's like, I mean, she's not a heel, that's for sure.
She's like a little cheerleader.
Yeah.
The way she comes out.
She acts pretty much the same as Gargano.
And she can take a punch.
Oh, man. That's the difference. She's a little cheerleader who can fight.
On the indie, she took a super kick with thumbtacks by the Young Bucks.
Yeah, I've seen that match with the Young Bucks.
Yeah.
She's all bloody and busted up. Yeah. And she's pretty tough.
Just one of the top baby faces.
There you go. All right. Most improved wrestler of 2019.
Vikingo.
Who?
Vikingo. In AAA. The who? Viking guy. But like before he was more of a tag team guy and he didn't really shine, and so like they gave him more singles matches and stuff. And he's still like one of the best wrestlers in the world. Who do you got?
Me?
Yeah.
I picked Thunder Rosa. Because if you remember, like, when she was in Lucha Underground, she wasn't as violent and well-rounded of a wrestler or physically as fit and dominating in the ring as she is right now. So, yeah, definitely she her. She did.
And the tag team really helped her.
The who?
The tag team that she was in really helped her, like, become better.
What tag team?
She was in a tag team.
I don't remember that far back. I don't even remember yesterday.
You just said that she was with, like, Holly Dead.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Holly Dead, that tag team, yeah. Mm. That's a good one, too. That did elevate her in this character.
I already just forgot mine. I was listening to your thing, and I forgot mine. I just had it right here.
You didn't write it down?
Oh, my God. No, I didn't write it down. I don't write anything down. Oh, I don't need no stinking notes. Joey Janela. Sorry. Joey Janela, he's like trying to be a wrestler now. He's in shape for the first time. He's talking about that. He's lost some of that beer gut. He's wrestling non-hardcore matches. Yeah, he's becoming mainstream. I give it to Joey.
He wants people to take him serious.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with Joey. He's working hard. Plus, he pissed off Enzo. For that alone, that gives you a some kind of award for 2019. Gotta do that. All right, best gimmick.
You could start. Oh, wait, no, let Andrew stop this. Yeah, Andrew, you start.
No.
Who's the best gimmick?
No.
Okay, you start then.
I'm gonna pick PCO.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because he's got the crazy hairdo. He's 50 plus doing crazy moves. I mean, and he's pretends and he no sells and gets up like a Frankenstein. That's his gimmick. I mean, he's indestructible. He's 50 some years old doing crazy things that make my back hurt watching him do it.
Speaking of getting your back hurt, Joey Ryan. Joey Ryan.
Is that, are we like going to get in trouble for him picking Joey Ryan?
Why are you picking Joey Ryan?
Guys.
Are you in the dick flips?
I think I'm okay. No.
What the fuck is going on? Or do you got something to tell us?
Oh my gosh.
No.
All right. I'm going to go a Luchasaurus. That's my gimmick.
I think I should have just Orange Cassidy. I'm going to change it. Orange Cassidy.
You can't change it.
No, I just did.
Well, you just took the word away from him?
Yes.
Fickle. Fickle. Daniel Bryan would be very disappointed in you.
You should have owned that. You like that porn star looking dude sucking on lollipops and shit.
I have a poster of him in my room.
He does have a poster of him.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
You ordered it?
No, it came in the wrestle crate thing.
Yep.
I didn't ask for that specifically. That's just what they sent us.
Right.
That is so messed up. They'd stick that in a wrestle crate. How are we going to get rid of all these Joey Ryan posters? Just stick them in the wrestle crate.
Yeah, and he's all like laid out like a 70s Sports Illustrated spread with his chest hair everywhere.
Oh, that dude needs wrong.
The manscape. He needs to watch some Queer Eye for the Straight Guy stuff.
That is just messed up. Man. All right. Tag team of the year.
I think that Joe and I probably picked the same tag team.
Yeah. The Allure.
No. The Lucha Bros.
Yep.
Oh, man. How boring. It's trifecta. I picked the Lucha Bros, too.
I thought you were going to pick Gorillas of Destiny.
Or the Young Bucks.
You know what? I love Gorillas of Destiny. They're my favorite tag team. But if they didn't go to ROH, they wouldn't have fought anyone worth fighting this year, really. It's been kind of a dead year. They really haven't done a lot. You know what I mean? They don't have those iconic matches like Lucha Bros do.
I was considering Lifeblood, but Lucha Bros are a lot better.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'd go LAX or... Young Bucks before I go Lifeblood. Because LAX had a lot of matches before they got to AEW. A lot of good matches this year. So they've been all over the place. Then that whole WrestleMania weekend where they wrestled like four matches in a day or something. They did like four shows.
Yeah.
They've been putting a lot of work in until they showed up at AEW and now they're getting paid right and showing up.
Yep, showing up to make jokes. A jokester. All right. The male wrestler of the year.
What about Breakout Star?
Did I miss Breakout Star? Oh, I get it. I know why I didn't miss Breakout Star, because we did Rookie. Yes. Who is the Breakout Star of the year?
Darby Allin.
Oh, you stole mine, you little shit. That was mine.
Well, who'd you choose?
You picked Darby Allin, too?
I was thinking, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I picked Jon Moxley. Because after he left WWE, he redid his whole gimmick and went to New Japan, dominated, went to AEW, still dominating. Breakout.
Me is Darby Allin. Darby Allin is now a household wrestling name to the better than the average fan knows him now. You know,
yeah.
Where this time last year, no, you would have to be a true indie guy to know Darby Allin.
The first time we saw him was seen him once on probably WrestleMania weekend. I just remembered the face paint, and I was like, well, he's kind of cool, but didn't see him until he showed up at AEW. Now everybody knows who he is.
And he's over, too. He's not just there like some of the other guys. He's over. Yeah. All right, male wrestler of the year.
Oh, you got the same pick as... No, you stole mine.
Andrew, who do you have?
For male wrestler of the year?
Yes.
Will Ospreay. Is that what you guys have?
No.
You lie. Yeah, no. Ospreay.
Got Y2J.
Yeah. Jericho.
You think so?
Champion.
I think Ospreay. Sorry.
No, Ospreay takes a different category in this.
I don't know about that.
Well, how can he take that category and not be the best male?
Because that's sexist. And my
one it's because he's a pig.
So he's a sex pig.
So he's in a different category.
Yes.
Gotcha. All right. So, but yeah, I can go Ospreay. The best female wrestler for the year.
Why would you write that? Andrew's the women's wrestling guy, so who do you have to start off?
Yeah, let's hear yours.
Taya Valkyrie.
Okay.
She's my favorite. She has held so many titles. She has gone head-to-head with Tessa and beat her a few times this year. Four belts.
Really got to squash my champion right there.
Yeah, well, Taya squashed her. It's not my fault.
I took Shayna Baszler because she's yet to lose. I mean, in a singles match.
Yeah.
And it looks like you considered Taya, too.
I did consider, but I figured if one of you guys picked her, that I would go with my other pick. Yeah,
All three of those women have been outstanding, so you can go wrong. You could start a women's division with any of those three and be set. They've done a lot. Taya is one I think doesn't get enough love, personally.
Tessa had a huge year, not only in women's wrestling, but intergenerational wrestling.
Yep, lots of stuff. I actually, more so than what she's done in Impact, that match with Scorpio Sky at Wrestle Circus.
Yeah, that was good.
That was a good match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's definitely in another category for me, possibly. All right, match of the year.
Okay. He stole mine.
How did he steal it if he hasn't said it?
I haven't said it.
Okay. I looked at his notes.
That doesn't mean anything. This could be a fake.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not what it says right there. Because I wrote down two also.
Well, say it.
Say your match of the year.
Okay. Well, my match of the year was Naito versus Kota Ibushi at the G1 Supercard.
Nice.
But I knew he was... I looked at his notes and he stole it, so... I wrote Pac versus Ospreay at Defiant. I mean, no, it wasn't. It wasn't Defiant. It was Rev Pro.
What you got, Fred?
I'm actually going to go with Ospreay versus Shingo Takagi.
In the G1?
Yeah, but I was also thinking about Ospreay versus Dragon Lee. It was amazing, too. So.
And Ibushi versus Naito.
Ibushi versus Naito is good on any card. So.
Yeah. That's why Ospreay is, to me, the best male wrestler, because you can pick multiple matches. Mm-hmm. For me, the match of the year was Dustin and Cody Rhodes. That was my match. That had a lot of emotion. That was a solid match that got everybody into it. More of a story match than the ones you guys are picking, probably. I mean, yeah, there was no way the spots like the ones you guys are picking. But, yeah, it's my favorite match of the year.
Yeah.
All right, we're down to the last one. The wrestler of the year. Dun, dun,
dun. I picked the sex pig, Will Ospreay.
Okay. I chose Adam Cole.
Good pick. It's down to those two. I'm sitting right here. Which one? Just to be different, I'm going to say Tessa Blanchard. Boom!
Okay.
Wait, is that real?
Yeah, I'm just doing it to be different.
I'm like, is he punking us?
Just to be different, I would have picked Ospreay. I mean, I said he was the best male. So it comes down to him. Because I didn't even pick Tessa as my best female. So, Ospreay is my real pick, to be honest. Because if I picked Taya over Tessa, there's no way I could say she's the best.
Right.
So, yeah, Ospreay was easily the best. I did like Cole. I liked Cole this last month. Cole turned it on. It's like he charged it to like really end the year high. But all year long, you wanted to watch Will Ospreay. He was one of the only decent moments in that Madison Square Garden thing that they did with ROH.
His match was with Jeff Cobb. That wasn't even the best match of the night.
Ospreay was with Jeff Cobb, I believe.
Yeah.
Because he made Jeff Cobb won, right?
Yes.
And he made Jeff Cobb look sweet. Like he made him, like his clotheslines, he was doing those crazy bumps after him and made him.
But he went over the railing and stuff, didn't he?
I don't
remember. I'm remembering him going over the railing and landing on
that was
fans.
April.
I know.
I don't remember.
I'm mixing things up. Now I'm going to have to go look that, figure that out.
Yeah.
So I'm curious. All right, is there any other categories? Anyone else you wanted to mention for 2019?
What about manager of the year?
Ooh, there's only like one. Who's a manager? Can you name five managers and then I
he's
can
pick one? He's going to use his rookie.
Ah, I can't think of another manager other than her.
Paul Heyman.
No, because we're not doing
no.
We're not doing that stuff. So we can't have Lilo Rush.
What about Joseph Samuel? Is he basically a manager?
He wrestles, though. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, Selena Vega wrestled.
Also WWE?
Yeah, but she did NXT, too.
I mean, what's his name Tully in New Japan has a manager?
Tully Blanchard.
Jada? You could use them.
But I was thinking of the girl. That's what I was thinking of right away.
The girl from the Dynasty, but she's not there anymore, right?
I don't know. She was hardly ever there as it was. No, I was thinking the girl from New Japan that comes out with the guy that sings.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I don't like
him. You get Jado and Gato.
Yeah, Jado and Gato.
I would have to go with his.
Tyra Blanchard has a manager, doesn't she? Yeah. She has that dude that comes out with her.
Who? Who'd you say?
He said Taya Blanchard.
I did.
My favorite
Taya Valkyrie.
He's having a Jim Ross moment. Has a grandkid and shits all over the place now.
It is.
She ate part of his brain.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I would give it to Selena. Yeah. I think that she's the must watch MLW because she's made it interesting, her character, her mic skills, everything. Like, I mean, even if the wrestling's not that great up from the wrestlers she has, she makes it look sweet.
Dude, if AEW could steal her and use her with some of the like AAA talent that doesn't speak English well, that they probably have access to, could you imagine? And she could just manage them and do the mic work. She'd be killer on the mic. Because AEW has all those guys from AAA that maybe don't speak very much English.
Right.
And she could be their manager.
Yeah. She could do Pentagon. Pentagon.
I know Pentagon. Knows,
he knows more English than he... That's an act. That's not real. He speaks English.
And he's already so big and over, it's okay that he doesn't really speak much English. But I'm talking like someone like your Vikingo. Does he speak English?
So, I don't know.
I don't think he does.
So if you have to, you're going to bring him and try to get him over as a new guy that nobody knows. You pair him with Selena and she goes out there. She'll get over.
Okay.
She's like, what's that? Like she has a deal with all the Hispanic luchadors that don't speak English?
No, I'm just saying that would they pick a couple? I mean, because they have all that talent they probably have access to, but they don't know what to do with it. It's like, well, how do we get Spanish-speaking talent over? And a manager is the best way. Just like, how do you get Japanese talent over? They got, what's his name? They got Nakazawa kind of speaking for Riho. So.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, here's a category, one category I just thought of. Best small indie promotion that we don't normally cover, like on our show.
House of Glory.
Oh, shit. You just said what I was going to say.
Did you? Sorry.
No, it's good because I could go with GCW. I mean, I've enjoyed their work, too.
See, this is where...
Stardom.
Rise.
What are those one guys called that do that one show that you guys like?
Chaos?
The guys that you guys are, like, friends with or something.
What?
Oh, Party World Wrestling.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. That's a good choice. That's a really good choice. Because that stuff is very exciting. Yeah.
It's very funny, too. That's extremely entertaining. Yep.
Great storytelling.
Very true. So, yeah, it is a good choice. Party World Wrestling. Wrestle Circus, if they had survived. It's too bad.
Yeah, that one was. But this is the same area.
Yeah. There's a lot in Texas. I'm learning that. I'm learning there's a lot of great little promotions in Texas.
Yeah, that's the same city. I think they both do it in Austin, too, as well. So,
wow.
So. Who do you think's going to be, who are you predicting that the two that break out next year? Like, you see these wrestlers now and you're like, wow, they're going to be really good next year. One for male, one for female.
Going to go with Swerve Scott and for female. Maybe Statlander. Like, Statlander becomes like huge, like a Tessa-type huge or a Charlotte Flair-type huge where people consider her a real legitimate threat.
Okay, what are you thinking?
Maybe the Mancer. I think the Mancer, because there's a lot of people leaving MLW, so he's going to get some more spotlight. And for female, I would probably say, I really think Kira Hogan's going to get a push, because I think she's been doing really well. I kind of wish she was on AEW.
Yeah, I think she'd be great on AEW. There's an example. She's from the Texas. She's from that whole Texas thing I was talking about where there's all those promotions and she cut her teeth. I've been watching a lot of stuff from there on my app. Old matches of hers. And she's been good for a long time. Just nobody knew.
Oh, I got an idea. Who could? What's the dude from House of Glory that just plays video games against people?
Oh, I don't know his gimmick. Name, but yeah, it's I his know gimmick. What you mean.
Yeah, he doesn't even wrestle. Like, he pissed off Loki the last time, and then Loki beat the crap out of him.
Yep. But
that's that's his gimmick. He plays you in video games in the ring, and then something happens afterward. Like, he always gets beat down.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a... Yeah.
I'm thinking women's wrestler Dakota Kai is going to be really big next year, and men's wrestler...
This was your idea.
NXT? Someone at Impact, someone at ROH.
I mean, would it count if Marty got big again?
No, but Marty's too big. If we're saying on is indie fans, we know Marty's big.
Yeah.
It would have to be like a Jungle Boy or something.
I was going
to
say
that. You were going to say that.
Yeah.
Marco Stunt's brother.
What's the guy's name that's in the Best Friends that he's been wrestling a lot? Yeah, Trent.
Trent Beretta. Not based on that match he had last week, but yeah. If you don't look great with Phoenix, I don't know if you can look great. So, I don't know.
Maybe Phoenix himself is going to be
one of these Japanese women in stardom is going to be the next big thing. I couldn't tell you which one if you put a gun to my head. Yeah. They're all so similar.
That's racist.
No, the style they wrestle. There's like, they're all kind of like little, they're a lot like Kairi Sane, almost all of them. So it's like, okay, which is the one? From watching it, I can't tell which is the one that has that like go.
And
like,
any of them ambition. Could leave and become big?
Who?
I said any of them can
leave. I'd say there's big? About seven watching it. There's about seven or eight that definitely have it.
So at this point in women's wrestling, you call them the seven horsewomen.
Yeah, or the Seven Samurai. How about that? Whoa, that's a callback to a great movie. Seven Samurai.
Is that a Wu-Tang Clan movie?
I don't think so.
No, it's an old, old movie. George Lucas stole that to make Star Wars. It's an old black and white Japanese movie about Seven Samurai. And The Magnificent Seven is based on that too, the Western. Yep. Yeah, yeah, film school guy, you got to watch that one. Look for The Seven Samurai. Telling you. Someone's going to tell you. One of your teachers is going to tell you if you don't believe me. Somewhere along the line. That's it. That's all I got, really. I can't think of anything else. I mean, I hope it's a good year.
Next big tag team, maybe?
Next big tag team. I don't know. Oh, the Rascals.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
The Rascals get with a promotion that
which two?
That shows them. Ooh, that I don't know. Now you're asking me.
Desmond and Wentz?
Well, for sure Desmond.
Well, Zachary Wentz, maybe?
Yeah, I guess it just depends. Is that Kimberly, I can't all three go. And MLW, they have SCU. Like CM Punk.
Oh. What did you say?
He said that you could take all three, like SCU.
Oh, yeah.
So they have them all. Use one of them can do a little more single stuff. But yeah, they if they get on the right promotion, the talent is there. Hell, they could go to NXT now, and they could become the second best team.
We could get a title swap. Finally.
Yeah. When the Undisputed Era goes up.
They're not big enough for Vince McMahon, though.
That's true. Well, but that's okay. Hunter doesn't necessarily just get the big guys. Yeah, they'll never make it up to the major roster. Are you talking about Undisputed Era or are you talking about Rascals?
The Rascals.
I think they'd be all right in NXT. I don't think Hunter looks at it that way.
Because the Rascals physically are about the size of, like, Jungle Boy.
Yeah, they're definitely small like that. You're right, they're skinny.
Because even Adam Cole, I think, is 6'1 and 200 pounds. He just looks small because he's, like, he doesn't have a lot of muscle. It's more, like, he's toned. He's not, like, ripped.
Yeah, yeah, he's small. Watching him in there, like, against Dijakovic and stuff, you like, realize how small. He's, like, really small. You know, and Keith Lee standing next to her. I mean, the way Keith Lee just sent him flying over that. That was some pretty awesome stuff.
But you did notice that, like, he jumped to make it look like that. But even that, I was like, wow, he just sold the shit out of that.
Yeah. But you believe it because he's small enough to believe it. You know what I mean? It's like you could see somebody getting hit like that and fly.
Yeah. And then to notice when you look back at the tape that when he lands on those people, those are actually wrestlers. So they're placed in that spot to, like, catch him.
Catch him. They're all – I mean, the least they could have done is not put them all in the black Performance Center shirts. You know what I mean? Right. At least make them kind of look like fans.
Spread the merch out.
Like, I think at this time next year, we're not talking WWE, but somebody's going to be huge is Keith Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Lee's going to be huge. I don't think he's going to be in the indies anymore, though. So he's going to be in the big time.
Because if Vince got a hold of him, he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't show off his agility. I think he would just be like a powerhouse guy.
Yeah. I think he could be what Vince was never willing to let Samoa Joe be, because Samoa Joe came from TNA, and Vince has this hard-on for being mean to the guys from TNA.
I mean, what is he doing with AJ, though?
Well, AJ's one of, like, the exception. But most of the other guys, I mean, look what he did with Rude. James Storm didn't last. I mean, he doesn't really give any love to the ex-guys from TNA. And so I think that's what's always hurt Samoa Joe. Because what is the other reason for not promoting him? I mean, look, what's his name? EC3, Gonzo.
What happened to him?
Well, he said that he's mentioned that he's dealing with concussions.
Maybe.
But maybe that's just to save his face or something. I don't know.
How the hell is he getting a concussion when he never wrestles?
I don't know.
Dude, when they let the Ascension go this week, I was like, I didn't even know they were still
there. They let him go?
Yeah.
Yeah, they released them.
Either Sin Cara or Hunico. Well, yeah.
Hunico.
Yeah, and Harper.
Harper, yeah.
Oh, they were released the same day?
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you even know they were still signed, or they were still?
No,
I did, but I didn't know that they were even released, because that's a decent. They're actually pretty good.
Yeah, someone's going to get them. I could see them being in an ROH or an Impact by the end of the week. That would not shock me at all.
Yeah, and if they build their, or even MLW, and they build themselves up a little bit, and then, you know, get rolling, I could see them on maybe AEW in the future. I don't think right now, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. And they have those, I don't know what their gimmick would be. But
they're kind of like the Road Warriors.
They would keep it?
Why not?
Yeah, all they have no to one do like is
change their name.
They could probably go against the Dark Order.
So instead of calling them the Ascension, they could call themselves Dissension. I mean, it's...
Yeah, there you go.
You just change it.
And it play off the fact that they're dissenters from the old company or something. Yeah, they can do something good with it. Yeah. I definitely agree. They are AEW quality, but they're not. They need to rebuild themselves first, I think.
Hunico goes to Impact.
No, I think Hunico goes back to Mexico.
He's gonna go to MMA, get his ass whooped, and then realize he should have just kept that money. No, for real.
Yeah.
Because I mean, he's 42, and your body can't handle like an actual like just beat down like that.
And AEW wouldn't take him. I don't see any reason why AEW would take him. They have access to all those AAA guys.
He could join the LAX thing and they moved to NWA. Those two.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just don't see it. He's not, like you said, you break his age down, there's a lot of younger guys they could get instead. if you're going to get a luchador, you go after Bandido, you go after Laredo Kid, you go after, there's just so many.
Vikingo.
You go after Dragon Lee, you go after.
And then
the original Sin Cara.
WWE got rid of them because they basically probably thought about, they were like, yeah, we can put anyone under that mask just like we did with him. Mm-hmm. They just replaced him and was like, as long as you have that skin tone and you
can. They're going to use Metalik.
Yeah.
So that's all they're going to do is redo it. I mean, they did it when Roman or when.
Their fan base won't even know they changed him.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a tattoo missing.
You think maybe they paid that much attention? I don't
maybe
think
they brought back the original
You thought it was the Octagon Jr. So let's not even go there, Joe. You couldn't tell. You're a profiler.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
Where's Luke Harper go?
Joe, we gotta end this show.
Yeah, you're right.
you just keep.
He's just sad because we're not gonna hear from Joe until 2020.
I hear from Joe every day.
Well, myself and the listeners are not gonna hear from Joe.
Well, they should be thankful.
He's going on hiatus. See, you get to relax and open presents and. Eat candy and watch all the wrestling you want without having to write down notes.
I mean, eventually I'm going to get a, why are you still talking about wrestling? And then eventually. When they switch to TV, then they're like, put your phone up, you're not watching wrestling.
I'm sorry. So actually, this break isn't good for you.
No.
Sorry to hear that. All right. Well, we'll see everybody in 2020. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. All that fun stuff.
Yeah, see you next year.
Woohoo! New year, new me.
What? That's not out.
Happening. Do you remember it this time? Nope. Wrestling is real, and people are fake. We out.